Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show in store for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking about a topic that is of great importance to all investors, especially residential real estate investors, and that is getting out of your comfort zone, getting out of your neighborhood, literally, and looking at other real estate investment opportunities and the ways in which to do that, because there is, in fact, a method. And Kevin will address that in his customary fashion and explain that. So let me bring Kevin on the program right now. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Lewis. Glad to be here.
So let's start off with why it's important to get out of your comfort zone, so to speak, and then the steps to follow that you recommend.
This is something that I experienced in my own investing, and I've learned a lot when I was able to kind of overcome my hesitance to invest outside of my comfort zone or my immediate geographical zone. And to answer your question, it's so important because you might find yourself as a part-time investor being stifled or slowed or even discouraged by perhaps the lack of opportunities in your immediate market area, while at the same time you might feel incredibly hesitant to venture outside of your immediate market area with your real estate investments. And therefore, you know, this frustration might cause you to not be as successful as you could be. And that's why it's so important to consider investing outside of your immediate comfort zone or your immediate geographical zone. And let me put some perspective on this from my own personal experience as a one-time, part-time investor and corporate employee, and how this realization and the learnings that I received ultimately were a part of what enabled me to transition from a part-time investor to a full-time investor and the owner of a Homevestors franchise here in Dallas. And like many of you part-time investors out there today who have made the leap and come off the sidelines and purchased that first investment property, I bet you purchased it in an area where you were very familiar, and there's probably a very good likelihood that that area was somewhere very close to where you live and or work today. And there's nothing wrong with that. It was probably a very educated decision and a very educated approach. You knew the area. You were familiar with the area. You knew the values of properties in the area because perhaps you had purchased one of your own to live in that area. You knew the demographic of the area because you live and work there. You knew the people there, and therefore, knowing the demographic maybe increased your comfort level with knowing or having a greater confidence level in who you would ultimately rent that property to, assuming that that property was a rental property that you invested in. And furthermore, you just probably you knew the market. You knew what was going on economically in the area. You knew perhaps where certain might be appreciating. You may have known of new businesses coming to the area. You may have known of great schools in the area. And all these things combined made it much more comfortable for you to invest in that area, or maybe made it you much more confident in investing in that area. You may have also chosen to buy that first property close to your own home because you were able to keep an eye on it, to drive by occasionally just to make sure it was being properly maintained and your residents were respecting the property and caring for it in the manner you wanted. And I'll tell you, when you peel that back, a lot of that might be your own personal desire. As a new investor, you may have had an emotional attachment to that property. As homeowners, we get very emotionally attached to our personal residences, those homes we buy. They're the largest investments we likely are to make in our lifetime, and it's hard not to get emotionally attached to them when you live in them and you raise families in them and you have a lot of great memories and experiences. You get emotionally attached to those properties that you live in, and a lot of times, especially with newer part-time investors, you're going to find, whether you like it or not, you're going to get emotionally attached to your investment properties. And I'll caution you there, and we'll talk more about that, but initially, you may not be able to overcome that emotional attachment, and that may drive you to purchase rental properties close to your home so that you can stay close to them. And then finally, you may have chosen to purchase that first rental property close to where you live or work because of the access you had to the critical resources that you would need to own and manage that investment property, such as maintenance people or perhaps a local property manager that you knew and were comfortable with. Perhaps you used a local friend or realtor in the area that you've known for years to help you find that property. You probably had resources that you've used on different occasions, whether it was to maintain your own home or a realtor who perhaps helped you find your own home, and you probably leveraged those same resources when buying or maintaining that initial property that you purchased. So these are all great reasons to buy that first property close to home, and there's nothing wrong with it. And I'll admit, I did it. I did exactly that, and I did it for the exact reasons we've just described. Familiarity in the area, an emotional attachment and the will and the desire to keep an eye on the property, and the availability of critical resources that I already had in place. All those three elements drove me to purchase not only my first, but actually several of my first rental properties were all within 15 to 20 minutes of my actual home. But what I realized over time was there was an attraction and a value and a reward to investing outside of my immediate area. And it didn't come quickly, and it didn't come easily. I was very hesitant to venture into places unknown and markets unknown and cities unknown. But at the same time, as I became more educated as an investor and more aware, I realized that many of the most successful personal real estate investors in the United States today are successful because they're investing outside of their immediate areas. And not only their own neighborhood or their own cities, but many of them, larger scale investors, are investing on the opposite side of the country from where they live, in different states. And here's what's going to enable you to step out of your immediate market and invest in areas outside of your comfort zone or your geographical zone. Number one, with time, you're going to gain more confidence and you're going to understand real estate investing more. You're going to understand the types of homes and the types of markets where you can be successful as a real estate investor, whether you're renting the properties or fixing them up and reselling them as flips. Number two, you're going to realize that that emotional attachment you have to homes will ultimately fade over time. And your desire to see and touch and watch these assets become less and less important because you're going to realize that these are exactly what I just said. These houses are assets. You don't become emotionally attached to them. They're income-producing assets. You don't go buy stocks on the New York Stock Exchange because you know where the corporate headquarters is and it's close to your home and you can drive by each day and make sure that that company is still in business. There's probably a very good chance that many of the stocks you own or have owned, you may never have even seen their corporate headquarters. You may have never even purchased or utilized their product. That's because those stocks are assets. You're not emotionally attached to them, and you'll find that houses should and will ultimately be perceived by you in the same way. Maybe not initially, but over time you'll realize that they're income-producing assets that don't require an emotional attachment. And the third enabler that I found key to investing outside of my immediate area or my comfort zone was, as I discovered and understood and became more confident, concept of property managers. I manage the majority of my own properties, but I'll admit those that are far and remote from me, I use the talent of property managers. And it all of a sudden eliminated the need or the concern or the barrier that I thought I had with regards to, hey, I don't know who is in this market and how to rent a property in this market. I don't know a maintenance person, an electrician, a plumber, a landscaper, a painter in this part of town. You know, I don't know or have access to the resources that will help me not only acquire the property but maintain it. And what I learned is that's the key role of property managers, and that's property management was what really unlocked my ability and my confidence and my comfort in investing outside of my immediate area. And when you do this, when you expand your horizons and invest outside of your immediate area, you're going to increase your options. If you're in a competitive market like me, Dallas, Texas, there's a lot of investors. You go out beyond your immediate metropolitan market into some of the more rural suburbs or rural towns, you're going to have many more houses to buy, many more deals to do, and many more opportunities to consider. It's also going to be far less competitive, and I've personally experienced this. It's easier to buy homes, easier to find good deals, and in the context of rental property investments, I found the rural areas were much easier to rent because the demand was much greater. There was only so many rental properties available in some of these smaller towns. So you become a very needed commodity. And for many of you, you may find that investing outside of your metropolitan area, especially if you've got a corporate job in a large metropolitan area, like I did here in Dallas, homes are much more affordable outside of those larger metropolitan areas. And that's great for us as investors when you can buy assets with a much lower cost of entry. So there's a lot of benefits to venturing outside of your immediate area. And what you're going to find, and this is what I learned and what is key, is as you develop and grow and build your investing business and you start to expand outside of your immediate area with your investing, you're going to find that familiarity with the market becomes less important, and knowledge instead of that particular market will replace that, and you will become much more confident in an area because you have investment knowledge of it versus, you know, personal familiarity with the area. And what I mean is financial performance is what's going to become more important than familiarity. Number two, you're going to ultimately over time start to appreciate houses and recognize them as income-producing assets. Not anything that you would be emotionally attached to, much like our stock example. You're going to recognize that these homes are assets that produce income for you, and you will treat them like assets, and that will ultimately alleviate you from that emotional attachment that many of us are trained to have to homes because that's all we've known. And finally, you're going to recognize the importance of your team and property managers and those critical people that you need to engage and partner with to be successful as a real estate investor. Reach outside your comfort zone, your geographical zone, and I guarantee you will be surprised with the success that you will find.
These are all excellent points, Kevin, and you enumerate them very clearly. And for people that do want to get out of their respective comfort zones, this is a way to do that, and to do that in a methodical, logical, and very effective way. And for your insight and, of course, your recommendations, we're grateful, and I thank you and look forward to talking with you next week.
Likewise, Lewis. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.